What's up, guys? You're listening to Batty Fluent. Welcome to Batty Fluent, guys. I'm your host, Rebecca Tran, and this week's episode is all about summer preparation. As y'all can tell, my voice is like half gone, no idea where it went, and now I sound like an ASMR channel. Hey, guys, you're listening to Batty Fluent. But I'm being serious, guys. Like, this is like the highest my voice can actually go and like the loudest I can speak. My throat doesn't even hurt. But it's just, like, I don't have COVID. I tested negative. I don't just know where my voice just went. Like, it literally just, like, left my mouth. But like I said, I am still producing content because, you know what? Batty Fluent just never stops her grind, even though she has did for the past couple months. But we're back with a new episode. So, y'all know that last year I did Hot Girl Summer. And I was going to bring that back. But I feel like it's just been too early to bring that back. And we still have so much more time until Hot Girl Summer that we need to prep for that shit. We need to look fly, you know, fuck bitches, get money type mindset, you know, what we could do when we're bored, how to stay off our phones for a bit and just live the life and not always be checking social media, even though I will probably be doing that a lot during summer. But it's also a good time to like kind of talk about the reality of things and, you know, get into a better mindset with ourselves and not having school in our everyday schedule anymore. I know that some people honestly hate school, but they kind of look forward to school as a place to go to get the house because not everyone can leave their house every single day. I know for me that, like, my parents are still a little bit strict on, like, me hanging out, like, you know, constantly like that. And especially when you have a lot of responsibilities at home, it could be hard to, like, kind of leave your house and, like, all this stuff. So I know sometimes school is just an escape for people, and then sometimes being at home is so draining, you know, you don't get along with your family, you don't feel good at home, you just don't like the environment, you feel lazy, unmotivated to do things. It all happens, and it does affect you a lot in life because, you know, sometimes you just don't always feel the greatest, and especially during summer, like, sometimes people could be traveling a lot, and you're like, damn, like, I wish I was in Hawaii right now. But there's so many things that you could do to better yourself and to kind of get into this new clean mindset, you know, take time to go outside, to tan in your backyard, or just to do little things could honestly uplift your mood a lot. And I think it's really important to just, like, you know, feel good about yourself during summer because obviously you want to feel like a baddie. You know, every summer creates so many different memories, and to stay healthy with your habits and, you know, creating new things in your life that you could take into the next school year. Or even if you're off to college, like, you know, spending the last few moments with your friends and your family before you go off, you know, either it's in state, out of state, or whatever, maybe even out the country. It doesn't even matter, you know, you still have so much time, but so less time, if that makes sense. Like, time goes by so quick, but also you make the most memories out of that, and I think that's important to just, like, work on yourself and also, you know, get your money up, you know, focus on yourself, you know, do things for yourself, get things for yourself, treat yourself a lot, and, you know, hang out with people who love you, who want you to be there. I know for me that, like, sometimes when you hang out with people and they don't have the same energy as you, or, like, the energy is just really weird, and it's just kind of like, like, you know, you actually want me here, and you're just, like, kind of confused on where it's going, it can get really uncomfortable, and then you don't have fun because you're just, like, you know, how can I kind of be on the same level as them? Or maybe you go meet new friends and you're loving it. Like, over prom, I told you guys I went with my senior group because my boyfriend is friends with them. Oh my god, I forgot I, like, did a boyfriend review on my main account. Some of y'all DM'd me on Batty Flynn saying, like, oh my god, that's your boyfriend. And I was like, yeah. And, like, a bunch of you guys, like, kind of followed him, and he was like, oh my god, like, I literally feel like, I don't know. It was just, like, I think he was just, like, overwhelmed. I think he was just, like, so surprised about, like, the Batty Fluent review. I don't think he saw it coming. But I went with my senior friends, and, you know, I was really nervous because, obviously, I don't really talk to these people because, like, I just don't really talk to upperclassmen since I wasn't here since, like, middle school ages. I don't really know the upperclassmen like that. I don't do sports either. So I'm very, like, drifted away from them, and I don't talk to them at all. But my boyfriend's friends with them, so we went with them, and it was so much fun, like, literally the most fun I've had in a while. And I just think that sometimes experiencing, like, new friend groups can also really help you to, like, realize, like, you know, what makes you comfortable in a way, like, you know, how your personality is around, like, others and, like, meeting new people for the first time. Obviously, they're all seniors, so I won't be able to see them that much, so it kind of sucks. But, you know, it just also is a good time to, like, kind of experience things with, like, I guess, an older grade and, like, having them, like, you know, head off to college soon and being able to hear about, how, like, how excited they are and just, like, the things they want to do in college and stuff makes me really proud and happy for them. And, you know, I can't wait to be like that one day, you know, go to my dream college or whatever. But I think just, like, being able to go out this summer and, like, kind of experience yourself with different environments, you know, like, don't be shy to get out your box a little bit. I know sometimes it can be a little bit intimidating, especially you don't really know the people, or, like, this is your first, like, function, you don't really know how it works, or you just, like, or, you know, it's just, like, a very nervous person, and, like, you don't really know how to, like, talk to people or, like, what to, like, say. I understand that, and it happens to me a lot. Like, for me in school, too, like, talking to my junior class, I'm friends with, you know, most of the people. It's just, like, I'm not friends with everyone. And my junior class very, like, I don't know. Everyone's, like, friends with each other, and I wish I was just closer with everyone. Sometimes I just feel, like, out the bubble a little bit because, like, I don't put myself in it. But I'm trying to, like, get close with everyone in a way that, like, you know, next year I want to make senior year fun, and I have a lot of different positions in school next year. So I'm really excited to just, like, express that and kind of be on that side of the spectrum. But just, you know, put school aside, because we are in the summer talk and the summer preparation. I think focusing on yourself is a big thing, too. Like, you know, going to the gym or doing, like, at-home workouts or just, you know, taking a walk, a run. You don't have to become a gym rat in 2 days, you know. Don't push yourself to do things that you obviously don't have the ability to do. You know, take it day by day, and you have to chunk it up. Make sure you're not overwhelming yourself. You know, we're all new at this. For me, I don't really go to the gym like that. Like, I don't even go to the gym at all, actually. But, you know, I went to the gym with Mr. Torres Man once, and it was the worst experience I ever had in my life. He's just such, like, a gym bro that, like, in my head, it just, like, I cannot wrap my head around it, and I just wanted to kick him every 2 seconds. But, you know, definitely for me, I love to run. Like, I'm a big, like, I love running, like, you know, treadmill, running around in summer, like, you know, around, like, the, I was gonna say the woods, but that sounds so, running around, like, hiking and stuff. I love that shit. I love exploring nature and all that stuff. So I'm a very, like, outdoorsy, like, person who loves to run. That's, like, my typical workout, to be honest. I don't do much, like, you know, ab workouts, of course. But low-key, Miss Betty Fluen is trying to grow a butt, like, you know, just for the sake of me. Like, I low-key just want to try to grow one and do some workouts with it. So, yeah, that's, like, I'm not a TMI for you guys, but that's my truth to you guys. So I'm definitely going to be trying to work on that over summer and, you know, get into that little fitness grind of mine. But, you know, putting, you know, fitness on the side, but also just, like, healthy eating habits for me. I definitely want to be more on my, like, own by, like, cooking different recipes. I feel like I can cook, but I want to be able to cook, like, low-key, like, 5-star meals for myself, because, you know, I don't want to serve no bitch. Like, I'm serving myself first. But I really want to, like, cook, like, different cuisines, if that makes sense, and, like, incorporate more vegetables and, like, fruits into, like, my meals. Because low-key, I feel like I've been slacking with school, because, like, obviously with school, like, you're just always snacking. And, like, for me, I just, like, don't typically have, like, the best eating schedule when I'm at school, because, like, school just drains out my life and my whole entire schedule. So, like, for me, I want to take summer and, you know, make sure I'm feeding myself good, eating some good meals, 3 meals a day type beat, you know, snacks, all that stuff. So I definitely want to focus on that over summer, and, like, also find a new hobby, because I think that's, like, a really great way to, like, kind of, like, find yourself in different types of, like, recipes. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, just being able to, like, kind of explore your different taste buds and see what you like, see what you don't like. I know people literally, like, use, like, HelloFresh as a way to, like, explore different recipes, because, like, they, like, send you packages and stuff, and I think that's a really great way, to be honest. Along with, like, you know, your new lifestyle changes, also, like, you know, going shopping and kind of expressing yourself in different styles, I think it's a really great way to experience yourself over summer, especially, like, when you come back to school with, like, a whole new fucking wardrobe. Like, okay, bitch, you're the new model. But I literally love shopping. You guys could literally DM me and I would shop for you, like, based on, like, you send me, like, aesthetic pictures on Pinterest, and, like, I will literally shop for you. Like, I'll send you a cart full of clothes, and then you guys can check it out and then send me some hauls later, because I love shopping. I love doing it for people. I'm like such like a stylist person. Honestly, I was low-key thinking about like being a stylist one day, like, you know, maybe for like a fun like little extra like side job. Could you imagine me like being a stylist? Like, low-key, I could see it. I could see the inspiration. But I think it's just like a really fun way to like kind of get out and like do something, because like, you know, trying new clothes, it's a little fun girl time for you. And you can also like grab lunch with your friends too, or literally grab lunch by yourself. Guys, there's nothing wrong by eating lunch by yourself or eating anything by yourself. Like, it's fun to go and shop alone and do stuff alone, because then you just realize you don't have to rely on others, you know? You do things your own, you're an independent boss ass bitch, and you can do whatever you want, you know? You could do, you know, cardio and then go shopping, then go eat at your favorite place, like 5-star Michelin like restaurant. Like, whatever you want to do, you could do it yourself, and you can have the most fun with yourself. And I think that spending time with yourself, especially, like, over summer is super important, because, you know, sometimes summer, people always think, like, summer is, like, a place to, like, oh, go out with your friends, like, every single day. But make sure that you also spend time with yourself, because you're your own friend, too. And I think it's important to, like, you know, take those self-care days where you just relax and just hang out with yourself, you know, do things for yourself, get ice cream with yourself. I think that people just don't realize how important it is just to, like, you know, make sure your mental health is being taken care of, and that you, you know, balance your life and then your friend's life, your family life, and things that you also need to get done, like, you know, work, school life, you're, like, doing school over summer or you're working over summer. Make sure, you know, you're doing things that will benefit you in the future and that you feel good doing. Don't ever push yourself to do something that you don't want to do. I know for me that, like, sometimes you always push yourself to, like, do something in order to, like, satisfy other people's needs, but that's not the case, you know? You have to do it yourself, and, you know, take summer to, like, realize, like, who's gonna be there for you and who isn't gonna be there for you, because sometimes, you know, friendships, they either end in summer because you guys are just, like, school friends where you only talk when school comes around, but in summer, you guys are literally, like, ghosts to each other, or maybe you guys are gonna become besties over summer, you guys are gonna travel the whole fucking world together. Who even knows at this point, to be honest? Like, life is literally full of unpredictable experiences, and I think that's, like, the most fun part about having so much free time to, like, literally, you know, do whatever and meet the most unexpected people in the most safe way, by the way, guys. Overall, for me, I think summer 2021 was super fun. I hung out with, you guys saw, like, my two best friends all the time. We got, like, dinner, like, literally almost every week. And it was just so nice to be able to have, like, a little group where you guys can just catch up on things and, like, have something to talk about all the time. Like, it was never an awkward situation. It was never, like, oh, someone felt left out. We all hung out with each other, like, literally all the time. And it just felt so nice and, like, natural, if that makes sense. Like, just so, like, everyone's just, like, in it together. And it felt so solid. And it was definitely, like, the most fun I've had in summer. But like I said, this summer, I don't think I'm doing much. I think I have, like, this one big trip because my mom is moving across the country. So it's definitely going to be a little bit hard on me. And I am going to be touring a lot of colleges soon, you know, writing essays. Because, guys, college is literally rolling around and I literally cannot believe it myself. Like, just giving y'all, like, that little update that, like, how I'm literally heading into my senior year. A lot of you guys ask me how old I am. I'm a junior. I'm 17. So guys, 18 is coming by too quick, and I cannot believe I'm about to be a full-ass adult. Like, what is life? I literally started this podcast when I was, like, 15, guys. Like, I started this podcast, December of 2020. So I was literally 15. Oh my god. Like, I can't believe I started Body Fluent at such a young age. I'm about to be 18. It's been almost 3 years this podcast. I mean, it's coming soon, like, 6 months, guys. Like, it'll be quick. You know, Body Fluent anniversary, but I roll up around again. And I truly just, like, cannot believe, like, life is real sometimes. I know that for me, I told you guys I'm trying to be active, you know, most of summer, which I literally am. I think that just, like, during the school time, I just had no motivation to film Batty Fluent and be real with you guys. I just had so much going on. Like, maybe it wasn't that much that I could definitely, like, squeeze an episode in. But just for me, my mental health, it was just not there. And you guys know that, like, these past couple months have definitely been, you know, really hard on me, and I feel like I'm actually, like, low-key getting better, like, knock on fucking wood. But, you know, prom was so good, and I feel like ever since then, I've just been more, like, kind of secured to myself in a way, because, like, you know, I met new people, I finally felt, like, happy again, and I don't know, I'm really trying to, like, get myself to be at a better place, and I think I'm really trying to work on that before summer even starts, because, you know, I want to have that hot girl summer with the boyfriend or with the boo, whatever that fucking TikTok audio is. But I'm still trying to live my fucking life, and, you know, you can only be a teen once, and I feel like teenage years are always going to be the most fun, because, you know, you get experience so many different things. Literally, guys, on prom night, I came home at 2:30 a.m. That was the latest I've ever been home, and my dad fucking yelled at me, but, like, he doesn't care anymore. Like, he got out of it. Like, I got out of it. So, honestly, just low-key find your way through life. I, like, feel like, for me, it's better to ask for forgiveness than to, like, low-key not go. And that was my, like, that was literally my mindset that night too. I was like, you know what, fuck it, like, you know, I'm just gonna ask for forgiveness and just live my life for a bit, which I literally don't regret at all. And you guys probably already saw, like, some pictures I got from prom, like, on my TikTok. You guys already saw a bunch of Mr. Gotti Fluent reviews, and it was a bit crazy how much, you know, he was getting clapped from me from, but I hope he enjoyed it. But like I said, guys, summer is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to be, like, feel carefree. Don't fucking trip over that toxic relationship or that toxic friendship, because you don't deserve that and you don't need that in your summer. For me, I'm definitely gonna cut ties with people who I don't think are serving me. And, you know, I'm trying to live my life. You can only live this life once. So make sure you're just living your life with no negative energy. You don't need someone to always be on your fucking downfall. You don't need to beg anyone to stay in your life. Like, it's not worth it, guys. Just know who you are and know your fucking worth, you know? Life is gonna give you a bunch of challenges, like, literally up and down roller coaster shit, guys. Because life is always gonna be a roller coaster. But it's your choice to either overcome those fears, you know, and be yourself and live to your fullest experience, or let those people control who you are and not be able to, like, you know, get out because you're just, like, always, you know, nervous about what this person will say about you. Like, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you are your own person and you are the fucking baddie fluent, like I say in every single episode, because you literally are. And you can do so much with your life ahead of you. And I know that all of you guys who don't even listen to the podcast, like, literally your friends, your family, or whatever, I know they all have, like, a successful future in front of them. And I think that it's time for us to come work to that and, you know, prep ourselves for that type of lifestyle. I know for me that it's definitely a big thing to, you know, chase your dreams and follow your heart, even though that shit is so cheesy. And I know you're about to clown me and say I'm, like, a 14-year-old saying that on my fucking Justice t-shirt, but it's true. You know, follow your dreams and follow your heart, because no one can tell you otherwise. You know, for me, I have the dream to move to California, to go to college there, and basically settle there for the rest of my life and not come back to the state I'm living in, because I just don't fuck with the area and I'm just not made for this state. You know, sometimes when you live somewhere, you're just like, wow, like, I'm really not made for this lifestyle. And not even to be cocky, guys, but it's just kind of like, I just don't fit it. And I feel like my vibe is just somewhere else, and my mindset is just, like, in a different state right now. So I want you guys to, like, realize that summer is supposed to be fun. And like I said, live your life, you know, stay safe, obviously, like, you know your surroundings and know what you're doing. Like, I know that things happen nowadays, and it's so tragic to hear about, like, what's been happening recently with our world, and just seeing, like, you know, things that shouldn't be even seen on the internet, and, like, just a lot of things are happening. And I think that we all need to take time to really reflect on that and make sure that you always, you know, stay safe, check on your loved ones, you know, don't drink and drive. You know, don't text and drive. Little things like that, guys, it really does, you know, you need to tell people, because those are things that, you know, happen, and it sucks. And just, like, everything else we see on, like, you know, the internet nowadays, it's just so crazy. Life is so unpredictable, and I want you guys to stay safe. And remember, you know what you're doing, know what you're putting yourself into, you know, be, like, cautious of who's around you. Like, if you're kind of unaware of the surroundings around you, and you don't know who's there, you don't really know the people, like, make sure you have someone that, you know, is gonna be there with you during the whole time. I know for me, like, during parties especially, like, you don't want to go to a party, like, single soul, unless you really know someone there, and you obviously enter it by yourself. But just know people around you, know where you're putting your foot in. I don't want anyone to, like, you know, ever feel uncomfortable with the area they're with. And like I said, guys, I'm always gonna be an open resource, and you guys can always DM me if you ever feel awkward at, like, a function, or just, like, even at, like, a family event, or, like, you're at the mall and you, like, don't know who to text, like, and you want to DM me random messages. You can do that. Like, my DMs are always open for you guys. And I know that I've been slacking my DM games and I don't answer them as much as I used to in the past. But it doesn't mean that, like, my DMs are ever closed. You know, you guys can always talk to me. You know, I'm always here for you guys on my main, my Baddie Fluent account. Whichever is easier for you guys to access, make sure to reach out to me. I love you guys so, so much. And I know this episode sounds a little bit low, but I'm telling you guys, it's not me, it's my voice, and I'm low-key kind of tired because I'm literally filming this at 10:33 on a Thursday night, and I just wanted to get an episode out for you guys because you guys deserve it. And I know that I said I wanted to be back on my game, which I am trying to be, and you guys deserve to hear an episode. And I know that, you know, some people look forward to Fridays for my episodes, which is crazy because I just can't believe like how life has given me this great opportunity. But I love you guys so much. I will see you guys next week with a more hyped ass episode, I promise. I feel like this episode sounds like ASMR, so I'm so sorry if I have to crank your volume up. But I love you guys so much, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys!